Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. Mark's and Reese Show, special on-location all-day broadcast for 94 WIP. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What is up, Ikey?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Oh, yeah, how's you going, know. Brother? Oh, man, I'm great. Well, I guess I'm great. I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's Thursday. It's the start of week 9 in the NFL. It's great weather out there today, unexpectedly.
Great weather.
70-plus degrees.
Great weather.
We're at a great location. We're out of the studios.
It's also a good thing, right?
Right. We're at Chickies and Pete's, one of our favorite spots.
Yep.
Over here in my hood.
Yeah, you didn't have to go over the bridge today.
No, I didn't. I did not.
I had to take the extended drive. Honestly, it didn't take – it's like an extra 15 minutes from the bridge or so.
Yeah.
20 minutes from the bridge. So it was a nice drive over here, driving over, Ike. Mm-hmm. I was listening to the midday show. I was listening to our GM of the Philadelphia Phillies, Matt Klentak. Mm-hmm. I knew he was coming on at 11 o'clock today. I was looking forward to listening. So I'm in the car driving, and I turn it up or whatever. And – So he said a couple things. And now, I want you to keep this in mind. The Phillies are valued at $1.65 billion now.
$1.65 billion? Man.
Now, Matt doesn't run the business side. He runs the baseball operations side. So I get that. But this is a guy that's responsible. You look at what the Phillies did 10 years ago, 12 years ago, in their run, 2007, 2008, for 5 years. Great run. Matt Klentak has an opportunity to do that again. He has little payroll. He has an organization that he's trying to build through his farm system, maybe some trades, whatever else. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say this. This is it for Matt Klentak, right? He's got money to spend. Who's he going to spend it on? Is he going to pass on Machado? And then some of the moves he's already made. So he said two things that I want to focus on. And I want to start this with you because this is you're all Manny Machado'd up, right?
I'm Manny Machado'd up. I'm Bryce Harper up. I want both. Yeah, I'm all about bringing in someone of significance, not these Asdrubal Cabreras and like those. Those are moves that get you close to 500.
Well, Carlos Santana was great last year, as you'll hear coming up in a little bit. Matt Klentak called him great. Had a great season.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in those type of moves. I'm interested in 26-year-old ball players, all-star players, in the prime of their career with their best baseball still ahead of them. I'm interested in those guys.
So everybody – I wanted Manny Machado here at the trade deadline. I didn't care who they had to trade, right? They didn't get him. They went for him. Klentak went for him. Didn't happen. Well, he wasn't all in.
It made it look like they went for him.
He was in, but he wasn't all
right.
in. Right? Which you can say is a good or a bad thing. Didn't end up working out for the Dodgers. They did make the World Series. But along the line, Machado, he came off as looking at a cheap shot – kicked the first baseman in the back of the leg. Total cheap shot.
Yep.
Bad attitude. Also came out and said, I don't hustle. I don't run every ground ball out. He came out flat out and said it, and people get outraged or whatever. And honestly, Ike, I look at Machado saying that, and I'm saying, wow, I don't know if he flies in a place like Philly. That's a separate debate. What does Matt Klentak think about it? And they asked him about the whole Machado thing. Here it is.
It got my attention. There was a bright spotlight on Manny this postseason, and the one thing that we can't lose sight of is this guy's really good, and he had some big hits and made some big plays in the offseason too. But that stuff matters. I've talked about this a lot, this past year, and in my postseason press conference, perception does matter, and we want to make sure we put a team on the field that our fans can relate to and our fans are proud of. And I'm not going to get into too much talking about Manny or any other player in free agency for that matter. That's not fair to the players, but it is something that we will consider, and we will, for every player that's available, we you know, we have a you know, evaluation of them, and there's a lot of factors that play into that: age, cost, you know, offensive production, defensive production, versatility, and obviously the you know, the style of play is another factor.
Did he say defensive production?
Yeah.
This was the worst defensive team in baseball this year.
Yeah, they asked him about that later, and he admitted it and didn't think that it was going to just change overnight.
Okay. Well, I'm great they've changed the criteria and what they're looking for, and now defense is important. I'm happy about that.
He said a whole lot of nothing, but what he did say was that that it matters. To him, the stuff with Machado matters.
Yeah.
Now, Ike, I can look at it and say, well, I don't think it's a good thing that he said that. Mm-hmm. But your thoughts on it mattering?
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me, you know, quite frankly. You can spin it any way you want to spin it. If it's somebody that you like and you're interested in, I'll just say I can appreciate his honesty. I mean, certainly you don't expect a ball player to come out and say he doesn't necessarily play hard all the time, and that's really what he was saying, is that he doesn't play hard at all times. That's certainly not a good look, but – the reality of the situation is, if you watch enough baseball, you know he's not the only one. I mean, we have a guy on this team already that's like that, Odubel Herrera. So we know that it's not realistic through 162 games, unless you're Chase Utley, you're going to be busting your hump 100 miles per hour for 155 of those games. It's not going to happen unless you're going to end up like Chase Utley, with your knees bad.
Yep.
You know, so... these guys pick and choose their spots. You certainly don't want it happening in a moment where it costs you a run or an extra base hit or anything of that nature, because that's going to be a bad look. But I think Manny Machado's positives far outweigh that. Like, because saying that doesn't get me to ignore his numbers. Like, they don't.
Right.
It only get me to ignore the fact that he's 26 years old.
And he has Hall of Fame type numbers.
Late 20s. And the biggest thing is, we need a player like that. Like, I don't think the Phillies are in position to be picky and choosy about all-star players that they can snub their nose up at as if they're not good enough to play for the Phillies or play in this town. This town will love anyone that produces. They will. They'll figure out a way. As much as J-Roe irritated people with him doing that every once in a while, J-Roe is still beloved in this town. That's one wart that I will accept for an MVP season, borderline Hall of Famer, two trips to the World Series, and a championship. I'll accept the occasional jog down to first base in return for what J-Roe brought to me during his career here as a Philly. I will accept that.
I want to give you a round of applause.
Yeah, because, I'll accept that.
Because you're right.
Yeah.
You are right.
Yeah.
Do I like that he said it? I don't necessarily – I wonder if Philly or an East Coast team is the right place for him, but I would already know that. Him saying that really doesn't matter to me if I want the player or not, because you said it. I mean, you watch enough of the games, you know what he is. So here's the question to you.
I don't really think it matters to Matt Klintak either. I think that was just window dressing.
Does it matter or doesn't that matter? 888-729-9494. So I came in and he's like, this is what I thought. This is the first thing he got off from the Klintak interview, was like, this is what I want to play this. I'm like, all right, I want to play this. Because that I was on the Carlos Santana. No, it's a good move. He's first base. He's Rhys Hoskins left field. Santana's good on base percentage, power. You know, I think we hit August, and I'm like, damn, I was wrong. Like, Carlos Santana's not a bum.
No.
I wouldn't even say he's an average player. He does things well.
I would say he's slightly above average. He doesn't hit like an average player.
Well, agreed. Overall, yeah. As a player,
Yeah, I think he's above average.
All right. Yeah, he's not great, is
he?
He's
not an all-star player.
Is he great?
No.
Matt Klintak says he's great. I believe he said a great season. Ben's going to play this right now. Ben, let's hear Klintak on Carlos Santana.
Honestly, I mean, yeah, his season was very Carlos Santana-ish. You know, he has been as consistent a performer as just about anybody in the league for the last 7 or 8 years. He walked 110 times, more walks than strikeouts, hit 25 homers, worked long at bats, was a good defender at first. He was great. Now, obviously, you know, moving Rhys to left posed some challenges for us defensively.
Yeah.
But that wasn't Carlos's fault. I think Carlos was great. The thing that I love about Carlos, nice. Above all else, and I just said some things that I do really love: the power, the walks, the defense. I love that this guy posts every day. He does not want to come out of the lineup. He wants to be out there for 9 innings a night, hitting in the top or middle of the lineup. And there is no quit in this guy. He never wants out. He's a fighter. And I think we talked at the opening of the segment about trying to create a team that the fans can relate to and be proud of. I think Carlos Santana is the perfect guy for that, because he is a grinder. He works his butt off. He wants to be out there. He's a really good player for this town. Now the question is, how do we make all the pieces work? And it's a good question, but I'm a big fan of Carlos Santana.
Big fan. He used the word great twice, Ike. Mm-hmm. Now,
well, it was his decision.
He was great. Carlos was great. He's a really good player. I'm a big fan of Carlos Santana.
He's great. Now hold on, just back up a second, right? So he batted .229 at 24 home runs, 86 RBIs. Did have a lot of walks. We know we love that. Mm-hmm. Phillies love that. On base percentage really wasn't that high because he was batting .229. So you could walk a million times. Doesn't mean you're going to have a high on base percentage. Production, Ike. You get paid to produce $20 million a year, not for walks. You don't get paid $20 million a year for walks, period. Not baseball in 2018. Give me a break. Your season can't be great or even good if you hit .229. Now, if you have 40 home runs, 35 home runs,
okay,
all right.
Now we're talking.
You have 100 RBIs.
Right.
.229, .24.86. This is the gentleman in charge of our baseball team in town, of our Phillies, home of the Phillies, 94 WIP. Like, this is the guy that's telling me he's been great. Carlos Santana, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's more of, a GM going a little overboard in the praise of a player that he brought in. Right? He's not going to turn around and be extra critical of Carlos Santana. He's going to make this seem like he signed the right guy. This is why they brought him here. He's doing exactly what they expected him to do, and it was a good signing.
It's another illustration of the organization in the front office not getting it. You can't come on the radio and say that Carlos Santana was great after he batted .229. I'm sorry. You know what you can say? You could say, we probably like the average up a little bit higher, but, for the most part, he played better in the second half. His average was better in the last couple months of the season, and we expect him next year to do more of that. Not he's great. Oh, he's great. He's great. Oh, he's great. We love Carlos Santana. He's a grind. Yeah, I get it. You can do worse than Carlos Santana, but
right.
So how do you feel about Mr. Klentak in charge of your Phillies, leading the build here?
I'm a little leery, going, this is a big offseason for the Phillies. You make the steps that they made this year and you come up a little short. We're willing to sort of move on past that because they did exceed expectations, but once expectations increased in the middle of the season, they didn't necessarily meet those expectations. But if you're talking about coming into the season and what they were able to do over the long haul of the season, they exceeded expectations for the most part. But now you put us on the cusp of being a playoff team. And when you look at the possibility of Bryce Harper leaving Washington, we all thought Washington was the more talented team in the NL East. They didn't play up to expectations. The Braves were able to take advantage of it. But the Braves are a young, up-and-coming team with some good day-to-day players.
With better talent.
Yeah, with better talent when you look at that lineup every day. And so this offseason is going to be big for Matt Klentak and his front office to at least be on par with the Atlanta Braves. We felt like the Phillies had the advantage in the pitching department. I'm not so sure that's the case, considering our young guns sort of flamed out the last 6 weeks of the season, with the exception of Aaron Nola. But Pivetta and Velasquez and who else am I thinking about? Eflin.
Yep, Zach Eflin.
Eflin, they all sort of petered out a little bit down the stretch.
They did.
And who knows what the hell Jake Arrieta's going to look like next year, because he didn't even meet expectations this year.
He's going to be a year older.
Yeah, yeah.
So probably a year less effective.
Okay, so you need to start putting runs on the board. You can't go through baseball, through the season this year, averaging 3 runs a game like you did this past year. squeaking out one-run games without anybody really knowing how you were able to do it.
And that just means you're gonna lose more games next year
yes.
if you think you're going to win like that
yeah,
right
you're
there.
You're not going to win like that.
I'll just leave it like this, Philly fans. And really, even if you're not a
– So it's a big offseason for him.
Even if you're not a big day-to-day follower of the Phillies, you hear what the general manager's saying right there. It just seems like they have their own agenda to telling us everything's been great when it's not. All right? 888-729-9494. Oh, we're further along in the rebuild than almost anybody in Major League history. You are?
Go get that that GM handbook from Howie Roseman. He got it.
And you agree or disagree based on his answer that he's looking towards not signing or going after Manny Machado?
No, he's going after Manny Machado.
888-729-9494.
And Bryce Harper.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
And was Carlos Santana great last year?
Okay.
He was great.
No.
888-729-9494. What was he?
He was great. Hey. Carlos was great. He's a really good player. I'm a big fan of Carlos Santana.
Yep.
What was he?
Yep.
He was in the way of Rhys Hoskins playing first base. That's what he was.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.